There's been a big push to build new pipelines to move natural gas from wellheads to the people who need it. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. If it's considered in the public interest, pipeline companies can get the power of eminent domain. That allows them to route their lines through people's land, whether the landowner likes it or not. But what happens when they're carrying other products like propane, butane, or ethane, byproducts of natural gas production? Julie Grant reports.
The quiet hills of eastern Ohio have become a popular spot, and not just for cicadas, but for oil and gas development. Organic farmer Mick Luber says recent years have brought a compressor station and multiple well sites so close, they wake him up at night.
For the first year that they were fracking, it was hard for me to go outside. I felt so bad hearing the roar of all this stuff. It's nice to have the cicadas that drown them out.
Then pipeline companies like Kinder Morgan came knocking on Luber's door.
They wanted to come right down through this main field and go up over top of that hill. There's a spring right up there. That's the most fertile part of this farm.
Another company, Marathon, made a deal with Luber's neighbor and is already building a pipeline on the southern border of his 65-acre farm. Shell is also planning a line here. So when Kinder Morgan showed up, Luber said no. No pipeline, not even a survey.
I told him I didn't want it.
Kinder Morgan sued. One of the main arguments in Luber's defense, the contents of Kinder Morgan's pipeline. Not natural gas for home heating, but ethane to make plastics for the Canadian company Nova Chemicals. Ethane, along with propane and butane, are known as natural gas liquids. They're byproducts of natural gas that's being fracked in the region. Increasingly, landowners are arguing that they shouldn't have to give up their property rights for companies to transport these liquids to make plastics, especially if they're being sent to other countries. Kinder Morgan spokesperson Alan Foer says, yes, they should. Plastics are in the public interest.
You tell me anybody in this country that doesn't use plastics in some way and that plastics aren't critically important to their everyday lives, from cups to medical devices to automobiles.
If this were a natural gas pipeline, the federal government would have authority over siting its route. But when it comes to natural gas liquids, that's being decided in state courts. In Michigan, some landowners say a company's power of eminent domain should be limited based on what's in the pipes. The Michigan Public Service Commission granted Enbridge status as a public utility to replace its line 6B. That gave the company authority to take eminent domain action against landowners. Michigan law allows this for the transport of crude oil and petroleum products. Some landowners have fought against Enbridge, saying it only has the power to take land if it's moving crude oil or petroleum products, and they've had some success in court. Ohio attorney Nicholas Anderson used a similar argument in court that a company should not have the power of eminent domain to transport natural gas liquids.
Pure ethane, pure butane, pure propane, which are gases at standard temperature and pressure, do not properly fit within the definition of petroleum under any definition that we can find.
That argument did not fly. Anderson's clients are appealing. But farmer Mick Luber has had better luck. Kinder Morgan rerouted its pipeline around his farm. Still, Luber doesn't see it as a victory.
As long as these guys are still doing this stuff, what is the victory, you know? You can't stop the vigilance, you know? People got to keep standing in their way.
Kinder Morgan says Luber got what he wanted, but the company wants to make it clear it can't reroute its pipeline for every landowner who has a problem with it. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.